Hey, Leslie,
Hello.
am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is Frank Watson from Penguin Book Writers. We were connected on Facebook, and we had our call scheduled today. So you have a few questions regarding the royalties and royalty setup of your book, so you can ask me now.
Right, yeah. When I get my book published and it goes into some of these stores, like as a hardback book, some of the stores,
mm-hmm.
how do, if I get 100% of the royalties, say my book sells for, you
mm-hmm.
know, $8,
mm-hmm.
and that they check it out for $8 and I make $8, how does the store make money?
Okay, so let me explain you. Okay, so the 100% royalties, that means the all the royalties that, you know, all the profit is yours. But, you know, somehow, if you are printing or, you know, shipping the book for someone, you have to, you know, pay some charges for that. Okay, so if you are like someone is ordering a book from a store, okay, so if your book is, for example, $10, so the store will charge $3 for printing and, you know, shipping the book. So, again, the all $7 will be yours. But this is not the royalties, you know. The royalties are usually that if you are selling 100 books and, you know, the profit that you earn from the books, usually the publisher take 20%, 30% of the profit of that, you know, royalties. So the royalties will be 100% yours, but yes, the store will charge, you know, fees for the shipping and, you know, printing cost. So usually it's, you know, $3 to $4. If for example, if a book is $10, then it will, the cost will be like $3 to $2. Okay, but if your book is an Amazon on ebook platform, and if someone your book is for $10 and someone is buying ebook, then the $10 will be directly, you know, reflected into your account.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
I'm sure everybody's different, and every situation is different. In the past, when somebody puts out their first book,
mm-hmm.
What kind of estimates have you seen when somebody's put out a children's book for the first time? You know, does it go off the shelf with 20 books or 200 books or 2,000 books?
You know, you're asking for the profit, or you are like asking for the price of the book that you're going to put on your book?
No, I'm just looking for the number of books that the customers might buy.
You know, it's usually, you know, this is a high time before Christmas, you know, till Christmas, I guess, you know, till, I guess, for the 1st of January, there's a huge chance that you can, you know, sell around 200 to 300 copies, okay? But
okay.
In usual days, you know, and usual days, again, it's a number monthly. If you're selling, or for example, if you're selling monthly 70 or 80 copies a monthly, you know, so it's a huge profit there. But, you know, usually our authors, if they are asking us print on demand, they usually order 200 books every month, 300 books every month, because, you know, they are selling the books. They are selling the books. That's why they are ordering the, you know, printed copies from us. And, you know, we have few clients that are, like, making good money out of children books, because, you know, children books have, like, you know, very large amount of audience, because, you know, every parent considers a children book for their kids. So they look for a good children book, and, you know, you have, like, a good children book, so, you know, we will make that illustration and everything so creative, and we, you know, do the, I told you about the, you know, promotional publishing. So, you know, this is where we help the author to sell the copies, because I know you're a first-time author, so it's our job to help you with selling the copies. So if you're selling the copies, you will get back to us with another book. You know, then we will make, then we will, you know, generate some business from you.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
How about pricing on a children's book? What kind of price should I put on a book?
Look, We have to, again, we have to see the pages, total page counters and everything. But, usually if you're going for ebook, that doesn't require any a printer or anything. But usually the ebook will go for, $9.99. But if you're going for paperback, again, we have to see the total pages and, and total how many illustrations are there, and what page quality you will choose, and what cover you usually choose. But children books goes to till $17 to $21 to $30, $40. But we will keep it in the range of almost $17 to $21 range.
Okay.
But when your book is ready to publish, we will get you connected with the publishing department. So they will provide you with their suggestions. Again, but the final call is yours. We have professionals, they will give you their advice, but again, it's your choice to what the price you want to put on your book.
Okay. Because this will be a hardback book designed for like 5 to 6 year olds. So that gives me some ideas. So I think you've answered all my questions for today. I do appreciate it.
Okay. So when can I expect to hear from you? You think this week?
Probably sometime this week.
Sometime this week?
Yes.
This is Monday, I guess. Middle of the week or end of the week?
Right now I'm dealing with an automobile issue. I blew up my engine in my car, so I got to get my engine paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that is paid for, then whatever money left I got over, I'm going to put toward the book. So I've got to make sure. Got to make sure I have enough money for my car.
Yeah, sure. You take your time, and I will get connected with you again for a follow up.
Right.
So you can tell me what the situation is.
It's important that I get this out before Christmas, I got to get this paid for really, really soon. So I'm hoping this week. So.
Yeah, sure. This your book. I guess your car is already at the mechanic.
Right. Yeah, it should be done here in the next 2 or 3 days. It's been there for like 2 weeks.
How did you blow up your engine?
I have no idea. It just was running bad, and then the thermostat went out, and then I pulled it over, and I didn't pull it over soon enough.
Oh, so yeah, the engine got seized.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. Yeah, I can understand that. So, Bradley, you take your time. I will give you a follow-up message on Wednesday, I guess. Then we will, continue from there, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. You have a nice day, Bradley.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.